Very quickly, I got a call off air from a listener who witnessed a couple of Good Samaritans helping a man who collapsed in the CBD not far away from Parliament House. The man collapsed, stepping out on the street, falling into the gutter. Witnesses tell us many people simply walk past them, and not two people involved in politics. One is the Nationals MP, Gurmesh Singh, who rushed to help. He's on the line. Gurmesh, what happened?
Mate, not sure whether he stepped off the curb and tripped and had a seizure, or whether he had the seizure and fell. But, yeah, he fell pretty hard on the road, and we just so happened to be crossing the road as he was crossing from the other side. And, yeah, he took a nasty bump and you know, was in seizure for quite some time. And, yeah, I felt pretty bad for him, actually. He had a pretty nasty bump and a lot of grazes.
Okay, now they tell me that you were there directing emergency services and waited for the ambos, while your colleague, John Barilaro, all of a sudden became the officer doing point duty, directing traffic around the man.
Yeah, directing traffic and just making sure he was all right and keeping him on his side. And we're pretty fortunate that a GP who happened to walk past pretty soon after it happened as well. So he was in pretty good hands, and the ambos turned up pretty quickly as well.
We'll get a report on his well-being later in the program. But well done, Gurmesh, and well done to the Deputy Premier.
Mate, anyone would have done the same thing, Ray. It's something that everyone, you know, got so many Good Samaritans in Sydney and in New South Wales, and it's something that, you know, anyone would have done.
Very quickly, I mean quickly, I've got to talk to you later, next week perhaps, about the leasing of Coffs Harbour Airport by the council last night, I'm told. We'll talk about that next week, if that's okay with you.
We will, and we'll probably talk about our cultural and civic space, so keep up the good work on that front as well, Ray.
We have a feeling that that's why it's being leased, to fund that. All the best to you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Ray.
Gurmesh Singh, member for Coffs Harbour. I've got a lot of emails from our listeners in Coffs Harbour at the moment about that decision last night. I'm not totally opposed to the leasing of airports. Much better in the hands of people in how to run it other than councils. But if it's there to fund this stupid cultural centre, we'll be having a fair bit to say about it.